Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
We've become a nation of coffee connoisseurs, with 63% of Irish people having at least 2 cups of coffee a day. However, this love comes with an environmental cost, with disposable beverages resulting in an estimated 750 million cups thrown away each year. One Limerick coffee shop, Abbey River Coffee, based in the city, has tried to reduce the number of cups going to waste through their Ditch Disposables initiative that encourages customers to use reusable cups. I met owner Christy McAllister on site at Abbey River Coffee to find out more.
So we founded Abbey River Coffee in December 2017. I always had a huge interest in coffee, and I was very lucky to my in-laws helped me open. So Fiona and Dennis McKeown, they've been great help, and together with the both of them, we opened in December 2017, and it's been building and growing ever since.
We're kind of a nation of coffee lovers now, aren't we? When do you think that trend kind of took off in Ireland?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, it's been great the last few years. I think over COVID, we certainly got our name out there when we were opened. It certainly helps, you know, that we were able to have like one or two people at a time. We were able to be as COVID friendly as possible. And, you know, people started discovering us, going for their walks over the bridges and stuff. So it's been great.
Your Ditch Disposables, how did this come about?
Yeah, well, we still use a lot of disposables. They're compostable, which is nothing to brag about, really. But we try as much as possible to get customers to bring in their own cups. So as part of the Conscious Cup campaign, which was started in 2016, we give 20 cent off. So if a customer comes in, we give them 20 cent off their price of their coffee. And then in 2020, we teamed up with The Go Cup. So they're a deposit and return scheme. So for people who bring their own cup and might forget it for one day or another, it fills that gap perfectly. So, you know, it's a €2 extra to the price of your coffee. You get the coffee in a reusable cup, and then you can bring back the reusable cup and get your €2 back. Or you can keep the cup. It's really up to you.
How have the customers responded to this, do you think?
Fairly well, yeah. It's excellent. I think next few months now, we have a latte levy coming in. So I think people are a bit more conscious about, you know, what they waste and what they use. So it's been taken up pretty well. I think it could still be better. I think over time, though, I think with more publicity like this, and we'll hopefully get more people using it.
As part of a clampdown on our coffee obsession's dependence on single-use plastics, Green Party leader Eamon Ryan has proposed a latte levy of up to 20 cent on disposable coffee cups. I asked Christy what he meant of this idea.
Latte levy, I think it's going to be the same now. The government haven't been too great at communicating it to the likes of us, but it's going to be like the plastic bag levy. So it'll be like an extra 20 cent on the top. So we'll have to pay like a tax on single-use, for example. From the get-go, we were really like, we want to be using compostable. I think it's very easy to go with the cheap route and use single use that are, you know, full of plastics and go straight into landfill. It's, as I said at the start, it's not really, I don't feel like it's too much to brag about for coffee shops to use compostable. I really think it's a minimum. But I think from the start, we were like, look, if we're going to be using this much single use, it has to be compostable. All our compostable cups that are dumped in the shop, they all go back home and they go into a landfill, or they go into a compost heap and they compost naturally. Otherwise, I think other compostable cups, depending on how they're dumped, mightn't get to go into that compost heap. But yeah, in general, look, we try our best. I don't think we're there yet as much as we want to do, but yeah, it's all small steps.
It's all the little things, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
And just about the coffee cups themselves, how many, like, do customers bring in their own a lot? And do you see kind of a culture change there?
Do you know what, before COVID, I know I mentioned COVID again, before it was so good. I think people around have it. One every three customers might have had their own cup, and it was just going so well. I think there was a bit of a scare during COVID, like I couldn't touch another customer's cup, for example, and I think people just went back to the old habits of just not bringing it. Now since then, I think everyone's calmed down. I think people are slowly getting back into the habit, but it definitely hasn't been the same since before, you know. So I think to get people into that habit again, just to carry a cup, and then when you don't have it, then just to use a deposit and return into Go Cup, because it's so perfect for that.
Yeah, and how does the deposit and return work, actually? You just
It's very simple. If you don't have your own cup, you come in, you go, can I get my cup or make my coffee in a to-go cup? And then it's an extra €2 on the price of your coffee. So if you get a cappuccino, it's €3. The price overall will be €5. So you drink your coffee, you can just sit downstairs, bring it back to the office. The next time you come back, you can bring back the cup, and then you get your €2 back. Or you can keep the cup. It's really up to you. So we buy the cup for €2 and we sell it for €2. So it's not there's no profit in it for us. We're just looking for people to cut down on the single use.
And Christy, do you think that more businesses need to become more sustainably conscious in these little elements of their day-to-day running?
Well, of course, yeah. I think we can work together. And I think the Go Cup's a good chance to, for example, if someone gets the Go Cup with us, and if there's another partnered business in the city, they can drop back to go cup there. So it's not just us as well. So if we were, as a team, we were together and we were working together to kind of cut down our use like that, I think we can promote it. I think we can be a lot more powerful in as one voice rather than a load of little small voices.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television license fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.